Hi, Attainable listeners. It's your host, Amy Powell here, and today we are talking with Jenny Lee, fashion stylist and image consultant. Jenny worked in the fashion and entertainment industry for years before starting her own consulting business, where she's truly stepped into her purpose, helping clients do the same when it comes to their personal fashion. Jenny specializes in empowering female entrepreneurs to use fashion to experience self-love, explore their creativity, and align their personal style with their brand identity. Our conversation highlights how women can express themselves through the clothes they wear, both comfortably and powerfully. I'm excited to dive into my conversation with Jenny. Let's go. Hey, Jenny.
Hi, Amy.
So glad to have you on the show. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
I met you at a Six Degrees Society event a few months ago, and I was immediately intrigued by what you do and your company's mission, your mission through coaching and styling and helping clients. So I'd love to just step back and tell us how you got to where you are today and what your brand and service stands for, because I think that it's such a cool story.
My fashion styling story is many, many paths to get me to where I am now. I've always approached it as a journey and really just kind of gone with the flow. I started in film. From film, I started working with musicians. I've been on tour, multiple tours with amazing women like Lauryn Hill and Gloria Estefan. Traveled all over the world, seen the inside of private planes, top hotels, really exciting for a few years, and then came back to New York. I got my whole start in New York, and I was working on movies in between New York and LA, flying back and forth as assistant costume designer, which really helped me learn how to be really, really organized. And I already was obsessive about attention to detail, and it really helped me power up those skills. And it also got me around a lot of different bodies and dressing different bodies, and also how clothes can transform people, whether it's themselves or at that time it was characters. And same thing with musicians, transforming themselves to be performers. And from there, I went back to New York and kind of really fell into, for a while, it was like hip hop and streetwear. And then I found myself as a fashion director at a men's fashion and culture and lifestyle magazine. It was called Antenna, and it folded, but that really allowed me to hone my skills with working with men and streetwear culture, and then also women who inhabited that space, which were so different from the musicians and the actresses. So it just really has allowed me to be in contact with so many different types of people. And also during that time, I was working on a few different makeover shows, sometimes where I was an on-air stylist to women, and we would make over women who had all kinds of dreams and desires to see themselves in different ways. And I worked with Trini and Susanna from the UK, who started What Not to Wear, which became a huge hit. So that was where I really learned how fashion and style can really develop your brand and also your confidence levels. And then I moved to LA and kind of just was dipping my toes in all my different waters. And I would say when I really pivoted to working with primarily one-on-one clients was I was here and just really working really long hours on, you know, working with brands and music videos and coming home so tired that I was like mute. I couldn't even give anymore. My partner would say like, how was your day? And I'm like, it was good, but I was like zilch, done. And then what happened was as I was taking on more one-on-one clients, I came home and I was amped, and I was like, my mouth was running a mile a minute. I was talking about how incredible I felt helping this woman and just seeing her transformation through doing a closet cleanse with her and realizing that this might be the direction I want to go into, because not only am I giving joy, I'm like getting joy back.
I love that. We have to cut our teeth, right? And we have to get experience in the industry. And your experience really gave you such a full, well-rounded view of not only what the industry is, but also, you know, around fashion and styling and working with so many different types of people, different body types, and really seeing how people can blossom through clothes and what they wear. And experiencing that burnout. The podcast we just had was with Yoko Kawashima, and she talks about burnout in the corporate world and how we can prevent that burnout, right? Really listening to our bodies and knowing what we want. And I think, you know, when you feel amped about working with someone, that's the golden, like that's what you want in life.
Yeah. Right? And I resisted for a while because I love the fantasy of styling editorial, and I love working with a team and delivering what a brand needs to tell their story. I love the whole marketing that goes behind that. But because there's so many people to please on set and there's so many different energies, I would just be so depleted and drained. So while I was happy to have those jobs on set, I love being on set. I love that collaborative nature. I love making pictures. I learned that from years of working in film. I love the storytelling aspect, but I was just physically and emotionally taxed. And I still, even though I was working with my private clients, they were not my number one. I still was really holding on to my identity as a fashion stylist and not ready to like pivot into one-on-one personal styling. It wasn't until the combination of the feelings of positivity and joy and knowing I was really helping people because I was cultivating these relationships with my new clients, that combining with COVID and my other world kind of had to put themselves on pause. You know, we weren't going and doing big photo shoots. It allowed me to be like, oh, okay, well maybe this is really the perfect time to like focus my attention on female entrepreneurs who are doing amazing things and like building out that network.
I've felt that too, actually, you know, with COVID and just having to kind of, you know, rethink about who we can work with right now and doing the more one-on-one. I always thought that that would be something that I added to my business later in down the road, but feeling so fulfilled from it now. And I would never have put that focus on it this year if it weren't for COVID, but it's here and it's really awesome. It's super fulfilling. There's always a silver lining, right? And so we wouldn't have been where we are today if it weren't for.
Yeah. And also realizing how fashion and style works with personal development. And you have to learn all these different business tools, marketing and sales and all of that. But a lot of women who are really savvy in that way have never thought about their personal style and how it connects to their business or brand identity. And it's just been so fulfilling, I think, on my side of it, as well as my client's side of it, and realizing like how to merge the two and how it elevates your brand and business and just elevates your well-being, because clothes aren't an afterthought. They're just another color of paint in your palette.
Yeah, I love that. So for our listeners and me personally, because I'm listening, right? I'm in this too. How do we go about creating our own identity? And there's, you know, so many layers of our identity, right? You know, how we perceive ourselves in the world, how we want others to perceive us, and then also what we wear and how we can convey those things through what we wear. How do we start thinking about creating and forming that identity and having our clothes emphasize that?
just how we write our mission statements about our business and our brand and our core values. So you have that, you know, maybe you write it on a note card and you know, bring it into your bedroom where your closet and your dresser is. And I like to ask my clients three questions. How do you want to feel in your body, in your clothes? How do you want to feel in your mind, in your clothes? And how do you want to be perceived? What do you want to be saying to those who see you just visually and also come in contact with you? What do you want that to say? And then you kind of have those two note cards and you find the meeting points. So that's step one. And then the next step is going through what you already have and really asking like yourself with every, it's a little like Marie Kondo-ish, but rather than like, does this spark joy, but does this reflect this mission? You know, how can I create whatever, like, let's just say it's a t-shirt. Does this t-shirt reflect this mission? Maybe it could. Maybe it's just a really nice white t-shirt and you're like, this is super versatile. I'm going to be able to wear this with many different ways. Maybe it's a ratty white t-shirt and you're like, I don't want to be seen in this white t-shirt by other people, but I like wearing it at home when I'm watching TV. It's really kind of clocking everything you own and figuring out what is the purpose of this article of clothing and does it serve my business?
That brings up a good point because I think about comfort a lot, and particularly on those days where you either don't really want to be seen or you just want to be comfortable. I personally, the white t-shirt resonates with me, or the grungy old white t-shirt resonates with me, because if that's comfortable and I want to feel comfortable, I'll just wear it and say, screw it. Mm-hmm. And I won't think about that if I am wearing something that makes me feel more powerful, more confident, maybe that still is comfortable, but also elevating my look, mm-hmm. and having people perceive me in a different way, right. That actually is benefiting me.
There's something about having something that makes you feel elevated. So it makes you feel powerful. It makes you feel strong. It makes you feel confident because you feel really good in it. Like, it's that sweet spot of comfort, but not unconscious comfort, you know? Like, yeah, we're comfortable in our pajamas because we slept in them all day. But you want to make a conscious choice. You get up, you brush your teeth, you do all these things to make a conscious choice to like be out in the world, whether or not you go out in the world. And what you put on should be that conscious choice for yourself. So whether it's, I feel a little low today, I'm going to put on a bright color. If blue makes you really happy, wear something blue. You know, be mindful and thoughtful about what you're getting dressed in every day.
When you're styling someone for a shoot or a show, I'm sure it's so different than helping clients think about who they're going to be in the mm-hmm. world. And how many times have you heard, like, I have nothing to wear? Mm-hmm. How do you help clients not only see what's in their closet that they can and should be wearing to, mm-hmm. to feel that, but also to bring pieces of clothes into their life and let go of pieces of clothes?
Yeah. Well, the difference with all of those photo shoots are just for a short time. And anything that's not on camera may not connect with what is on camera. So they may have a sexy outfit on in a music video, but they have like UGG slippers on their feet because that's not in frame. So all of those jobs are just based around creating a picture. And some artists are like, they need the full head to toe. They need to be in crazy heels because that is the persona that they're creating at that moment. Now, when you're working with female entrepreneurs, there's still some of that same psychology because every woman is different and every woman feels different in different types of clothes, but it's really coming to terms with how you want to feel. I have plenty of clients who are like, no, I need to be in a body conscious, structured dress. That is how I feel my most powerful and I'm comfortable in it. I've been wearing these things for this long. I just want them to be now. I want them to be a fresher version of this. And also about being a little bit more thoughtful. Like if you have a bunch of black dresses, how many do you really need? Maybe you have a couple that are from a fast fashion brand, but you also have like four that are better brands and better quality. Then maybe it's time to just let go of those other ones. Or maybe you have some that fit 2 years ago, but they don't fit now anymore. You know, holding on to things that you spent a lot of money on that may not fit you anymore because it's a size you want to go back to or become. By the time you become the size you want to be, which is kind of an unhealthy way of being, that style is probably old anyways, and it's not going to suit you now and who you've become. Anything that doesn't fit, unless it's an heirloom piece and has sentimental value, which you'll hold on just like you're holding onto a photograph and you put it in a special place in your closet. Like, these are my memories and I hold on to that. I'm not aspiring to wear these things. Maybe I wear this one thing to weddings because I love to dance in this or whatever. That's fine too. But anything else that doesn't serve that purpose of elevating who you want to be now, it's time to let go of. And whether that's resale, if it's gonna garner a few dollars, or give it away, donate it to Dress for Success, all those different things. It gives you room to bring in the clothes that you really want to see yourself in, how you envision yourself really being. Going back to that process of asking yourself, does this serve these desires that I have for myself now? And if not, letting go of it.
What transformation have you seen when you're doing one-on-one client coaching and styling? What transformations have you seen your clients go through?
This is going to sound kind of jerky because ever since like middle school, like you just want to be cool, right? And then you finally like find some friends and you're like, I'm cool. And I was lucky enough to find that early on in my life. I was a bouncer. I had lots of different friends and I bounced from lots of different groups and types of kids, from like graffiti artists and people who were really into hip hop to going into like a grunge scene and then bartending at a nightclub, you know. So I was always like, I'm cool. And I love working with these women who came from like really corporate or business backgrounds and never felt cool ever, because they spent so many years feeling like outcasts, or just not that they were dorks, but just like, I'm a smart kid and I'm in AP English and this is the path I'm on and I'm going to go to business school and I buy things from J. Crew and Ann Taylor. And they just kind of always stayed in their lane. And I was like, well, how would you like to dress? And we kind of like break it all down. And I'll pull things that they feel safe and comfortable in. And then I'll pull things that I think are cool because I know fashion and I'm like looking at all the collections and the trends and seeing what's coming up and getting women into clothes where they're like, oh, I can't even believe that I'm wearing these clothes. I feel so cool. Like, I love that. I think that's just the best, because it's something that most people don't ever admit to wanting to be or be seen as, because you're supposed to not want that. But I'm like, fuck that. Who doesn't want to be cool?
Right? Well, and when you said stay in your lane, that is so corporate talk, right? And of course, in a corporate world, it funnels down to everything we do and what we wear.
The other thing that is twofold with that drives me crazy, but also I love the transformation process that clients go through, is these dress codes are funneled down from a patriarchal society. So men are the ones who said women could go to work and they could take these jobs and they have to dress like this. And our mothers and our mothers' mothers are the ones who were allowed to take jobs and dress this way. And then they filter that down and they give that to their daughters. And that has something that has definitely come up with a variety of my clients is, oh, I'm supposed to wear this when I do these things because that's what my mother said. And I'm like, what does your mother have to do with any of this?
Right. That is so true. It is so true.
Like, your mother is not you. Your mother doesn't have the same job as you. I mean, maybe she does, but either or, you're still able to express yourself how you want to express yourself, how you feel best.
That's such a strong reminder. A lot of coaches I've talked to today, and even just knowing you and your business, it's reminding people that it's okay to do something different and to step mm-hmm. into who they really want to be and mm-hmm. wear the shit that makes them feel good.
Right.
Even though their mom maybe doesn't agree with it.
Right. And also, I think that there's classic ideas about what a powerful businesswoman has to wear, the power suit. By all means, if you love wearing suits, I mean, like, look at AOC. Oh my God, I love her in a suit. She looks so freaking cool.
Yes.
She makes Congress look cool.
Yes.
And they're not crazy expensive suits either, but that's fine too. But then what if you don't want to wear a suit? What if you want to wear something loose and you can move? Maybe you like to sit on the floor and like sit on cushions and have a lunch with someone that way in your office. Like maybe you have a little meditation area and you want to be able to hop down into that. Then why not wear a really extraordinary, beautiful dress or pants and a top that, because it's elevated, it doesn't look like you're being sloppy or messy. It's quite obvious that this is an intentional choice. I look amazing. I feel amazing. And I am not in constricting clothes.
Yes. I love that. And you can help clients do that to figure out what they need and what they want.
Because I'm like convincing them to break these dress codes that have been imposed. I'm not saying wear white to somebody else's wedding because that's just rude. Unless she's wearing green.
I've seen that happen.
It's like totally fine.
right. How important is it for us to feel confident? To feel confident in the clothes that we're wearing? What happens to our psyches when we're uncomfortable in public and unconfident in our clothes?
So much of it, in my opinion, comes from fitting in. There's a lot of things that happen to us in middle school or when we were growing up. And, you know, everybody has those feelings of not fitting in. Even the hippest person or the jock or the cheerleaders, even in their little bubbles, there were moments when they didn't feel that they were fitting in. But how that gets trickled down all the way across your life and into where you are now is this idea of role playing how you want to be. And I do understand the like fake it till you make it, because sometimes that's what it is. You stay in your lane, you wear what you think you're supposed to wear, and then you meet someone who really helps you come to terms, and by meet someone, I mean me, a stylist, someone who has like enough information of all the different options available to you to decide what makes you feel the best. And a lot of it's trial and error. And that's what happens when you're doing a styling session is, you know, it's not that often you're going to like go to Bloomingdale's and like just pull tons and tons of clothes for yourself and go into a dressing room and try on a bunch of clothes. Like that's stressful. You're in a tiny little room. The lighting's bad. There's no one else to bounce any opinions off of. And there's the pressure to buy. And the difference is when you work with a stylist, like you get a bunch of clothes brought to you and our whole exercise is trying things on. And sometimes I'm like, try this on, and they put it on. And before I even like turn them around to look in the mirror, I'm like, just take it off. It doesn't look good, you know? And then quite often they'll put something on that they've never tried on before. And before they can even look at themselves in the mirror, they already know they look good because they feel good in it. And then I'm like, wow, turn around. Having that reaction to yourself in the mirror, that's like every day, it's like a little boost of confidence because you're seeing, I feel good, I look good. You don't have that negative voice saying shitty things to yourself.
So important. So important. Oh my gosh, I want to work with you. So tell us what's up and coming. What projects are you working on right now? And you told us a bit about your coaching.
Right now, what I offer for clients, if you're in LA, then it can be in person under, you know, safe protocols, but most of the stuff I'm doing is virtually, and I have a few different offers. One is the Closet Cleanse, which I think is the best because it's kind of like starting at square one, where it's a 5-week process of meeting weekly, and we figure out the direction you want to go in with your style, and then we go through all of your clothes and either edit, repurpose, tailor. The goal is to create an essential wardrobe, so then we can figure out exactly what you need, so you're not buying a bunch of new stuff, but it's figuring out what you have, clearing out the things that don't make sense to you anymore, creating a tight list of what you need to get, what needs to get tailored, and then moving forward from there. That's a Closet Cleanse. My next service is just a styling session, which is sometimes something you would get after a Closet Cleanse, or if you say, I have a ton of clothes in my closet, some things don't even have tags on them. I have things that I only know how to wear one way and only wear it one way. So this is more of looking at your closet and maybe selecting 20 things out of your closet and being like, help me figure these things out, so I can get a lot of versatility and longevity out of these clothes. So that would be just a style session. The next thing would be, I do online shopping. I call it your cart is full, where client is like, I am just looking for this one specific thing. Like, I need exercise clothes. I'm finding myself unmotivated. I'm not working out enough. And then I'll just like create a virtual shopping cart with what you need, with a bunch of options. We hop on a call, we pick out what you should buy. Once you receive it, we do a quick fitting, and that's an online shopping session. And then I created a new service. It's a subscription service called a Style Sisterhood, where you have weekly text access to me. You basically can just text me anything between business hours about any fashion issues, whether or not you should buy something because you're getting like these ads on Instagram and you're about to hit click, and you know, whether or not like this brand is sustainable, you're trying to have better shopping habits, whether or not you need that bag, which belt, which earring. I just send like lots of text, thumbs up and thumbs down, and like lots of tapping hearts. And sometimes I'm just like, no, take that off. That's not delivering what you said you want to deliver as part of your message.
I love that.
Those are my services that I have right now.
Awesome. I love that offering. How can listeners find you?
Instagram is Jenny Lee Stylist, and it's JenniLeeStylist. And that's my website, JennyLeeStylist.com. And then my private clients, I direct them to my consulting website, which is jennylee.consulting.
Awesome. What is one action listeners can take to be more sustainable when it comes to their personal fashion and style today?
Just break up with fast fashion.
Yes.
That is step number one. And if you never buy anything from, the biggest culprits to me are Zara and Forever 21. Just by not buying anything new from them again, you're good. It's a way to put you on the path to shop less, shop better, and care more about what you own.
I love that. Awesome, Jenny. This has been such a good chat. I want to chat longer. We will talk soon, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much for having me. This was really fun. I love the work that you're doing.
So awesome. I love the work you're doing. In this together.
Love fest.
Awesome. Talk soon.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Jenny reminds us to be conscious when it comes to choosing the clothes we wear, because they allow us to be the confident, powerful, and future self we see ourselves to be, and to be seen as such when we're out in the world. This conversation was empowering and a great reminder to wear colors that make you feel good and to wear pieces that share what you're feeling on the inside. Comfortable, powerful, and real. If you're an entrepreneur who wants to step into your future self and express your brand's identity throughout, Jenny is the person to transform you seamlessly. Be the person and dress like the person you want to be now. we give you permission.